Here's a thought I'll title, A Photographic Two-Minute Drill. This is a term, by the way, I'm borrowing from American football, and I know some of you may not be aware of what a two-minute drill is, so a quick explanation. When the clock is running and a football game is down to the last 2 minutes in the half or the last 2 minutes in the game, the offense usually shifts gears. Sometimes the defense does too. It employs a completely different strategy in those last 2 minutes. A different play calling, a different approach, a different alignment, a different allocation of resources on the field, because they're within 2 minutes and they have to accomplish a lot in a very short period of time. Well, we photographers can borrow this idea for project-oriented photography, and it might be more important than you think. There are lots of times when perhaps you've only got 20 minutes or so to photograph. How do you turn that into a short, multi-image project? Said another way, how should we prepare ourselves for such short-time opportunities? I love going out in the landscape and having all day or a few days or a week to just wander around and photograph, but that's not the way things actually happen in the real world all the time. I remember in 2009 when I was visiting China, the hosts had us all get on a bus and we went on a tour, and one of the places we stopped at was a sword manufacturing facility. Most of the swords they make were tourist things and kids' toys, but they also made some very serious weapons. And it was a fascinating place to see and view, and illustrates my point about a short-time opportunity. Most of the other people on the tour bus immediately went into the gift store and started looking for mementos that they could purchase, little swords or things that they could give to their nephews or nieces or grandsons or whatever. I headed out with my camera, and there was about a 20-minute opportunity to wander around the sword factory and make some pictures, which I did, which eventually got assembled in a short project of perhaps, I don't know, 8, maybe there were 10 images at most, called the Longquan Swords. It was the first time I found myself needing to think in terms of a quickly gathered group of pictures to make a project. It taught me the importance of having the ability to land someplace and work quickly to make a small project. And once I had become aware of that challenge, I realized it was more common than I originally thought. There were lots and lots of times I found myself someplace really interesting, but with a very short amount of time. Maybe because I was with a group and the group wanted to move on. Maybe because I was there just before closing. Maybe there was weather or lighting conditions that didn't last very long. Being able to work quickly and to have a strategy to help you work quickly would seem to be an important skill photographers need to understand. So how do we do it? I'm not an expert at this. This is the kind of thing we should study from Magnum photographers, because they're the masters at it. But here's a few ideas that have helped me along the way. First is, learn how to assess the possibilities of the project quickly. Take an overview scan of the location that you're at, or the light, or the weather, or whatever, and try to figure out fairly quickly what it is that you want to capture, so that you can then go about the task of doing it quickly. Use custom camera settings so that you're not fussing around with your camera in the field trying to figure out how to set all the dials and buttons and all that kind of stuff in order to capture a good picture. Have all that pre-thought out. For example, I have a custom setup in my camera for handheld fast shutter speed photography. And when I'm in that kind of situation, like I was in the sword factory, all I have to do is switch over to that custom setting and I'm ready to go. And finally, a very useful tool is to kind of have a little bit of a shot list in your mind's eye that you can use to help guide your activities when you have a short period of time only to photograph. Capture an establishing shot, a kind of a wide-angle overview of the place or the scene. Get a detail shot. Get an action shot. Get a reverse angle shot. Get a shot that shows the light that really illustrates the weather or the shadows. Get a shot that expresses a moment rather than a thing, and get a human interest shot. The more we can practice this photographic two-minute drill, the more we'll find ourselves able to switch into that different strategy when you know you've got a short period of time. If you've got all day, that's great. But what if you only have 15 minutes, 20 minutes, half an hour, maybe an hour at the most? How do you strategize to use that time, create something that might develop into a small PDF, a Seeing in Sixes project, a little chapbook, or a zine, or a montage composition matted and framed and hung on the wall? Doesn't it make sense that as photographers, we might need to practice this so that we're skilled and prepared for our photographic two-minute drill, just like those football athletes do, to prepare themselves for that predictable opportunity that they know eventually is going to be the limitations they have to work with?
Copyright 2026, Lenswork Publishing.